Today we'll be Ezra Shem learning Daf Tes Zayin of Maseches Yuma. The topics we learn about include the following: the layout and measurements of the Beis HaMikdash according to the Mishnayos in Tamid and Midos. The Gemara proves that the Stam Mishnah, an anonymous Mishnah in Midos, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara will discuss that the Par Aduma was burned on the Har HaZeisim, the Mount of Olives, which was directly to the Mizrach, the east of the Beis HaMikdash. Its blood must be sprinkled toward the Beis HaMikdash to the west, as the Torah says, "V'hize el noichach pnei olmaid," which also means that the Kohen must be able to see the opening of the Heichal. The Gemara will explain how this is achieved. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include Stam Mishnah, an anonymous opinion in a Mishnah. Beis HaMikdash, literally the house of the burning fire. This was a large room on the Har HaBayis where the Kohanim gathered. A fire was always burning there for the Kohanim to keep warm, since they walked about barefoot on the stone floor of the Azara. Chaisames, these were like receipts that were given to people who purchased supplies for karbanas, such as animals, flour, wine, oil. They would give the receipt to the person in charge of the supplies, and those supplied would be used for that person's karban. Heichal, the inner chamber of the Beis HaMikdash. Nazir, someone who took an oath to not drink wine, cut his hair, or become tummy for at least 30 days. Mitzayram, people with tzaras, a skin affliction. Menaches, flour and oil karbanis. Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, the complex of the Beis HaMikdash and its surrounding areas.